Hello. What's up? Zoe. Welcome back to my show, Closing the Gap, on CITR 101.9 FM. Right now I'm on UBC campus, which sits on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam First Nation. So, as always, huge shouts out to Musqueam First Nation. I love your land. I love the land. Thank you. Today, well, guys, I have something to admit. My show starts at 6 and ends at 8, and now it's 7:30, and I've just arrived. Because I'm angry. I'm angry. I'm hungry. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated. I'm impatient. I'm a lot of things. Not a lot of, like, great things. So I was like, why would I get up from sleeping, get up and go on a talk show and talk? I was like, because whenever I'm angry, I'm like, I don't want to give the people what they want. I'd rather make everyone else angry if I'm also feeling angry. Because if I'm feeling angry, it's because I'm probably not getting what I want. So why would I give other people what they want? And in my head, what you guys want, considering I'm on a radio show, is for me to talk and for me to be myself. But I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that because I don't feel good and I'm not getting what I want. What do I want? I want two bodyguards, actually. That's what I've decided. I want two people to always be around me, constantly, all the time. And every time I'm slightly, you know, feeling disrespected or feeling annoyed, I'll just be like, hey, I'll just point, and then they'll figure it out for me and they'll help me. That's what I want. Because I went to the Hollywood yesterday, and I could say a lot of things about that, but what I'm going to start by saying is why I'm so angry. But it's just little things sometimes that just really make me upset. For example, when people take photos of me without permission, that's really annoying. Or try to take photos of me. They just, like, pull out their phone right in front of my face, and I'm like, I know exactly what they're doing because I can just tell by their body language. And they'll just take photos of me, and I'm like, okay. Or I'll, like, turn around. I'll be like, okay, I didn't want that. Or, like, you know, when this happens to, you know, a lot of people, but, like, if you're just in a crowd of people and then, like, you're just close and people are moving you out of the way so they, like, touch you, like, I hate that. I hate that. When people just, like, touch my hip. I don't like being touched by many people. So that was just, like, really annoying. Didn't want that. In that situation, it's like I could just have a bodyguard, two bodyguards, and then I'd be like, hey, yo, that guy's annoying. Move him out of the way. that would be great. Anger. What else am I angry about? I don't know. I feel like I've been waiting for good people to come in my life for months now. Months and months and months. And what have I been doing this whole time? I've been alone, basically alone this whole time. But also, am I ever really alone? I don't know. Because I don't know. Okay, guys. I'm saying I don't know a lot because I'm feeling unsure. Obviously, that's what I don't know means, but just, okay, whatever, I don't give a fuck. Okay, so I either have a twin, okay, or I'm two-spirited, or it's both. I don't know, but what I do know, well, I do kind of know, but I also don't know, and that's a confusing statement in itself, because it feels like my body is separated in two. A lot of the time, I've said this before in my podcast, there's, like, my left hand and my right hand. I've said that before. I've said I've, like, two-spirited before. What's really frustrating about that and what's really difficult about, you know, being two-spirited or having a twin of some sort that's just, like, really in my mind, that I just, like, feel connected to and, like, share emotions with, is that we can feel two different things at the exact same time, which means that, for example, today, I was awake at, like, 5:15, and I was like, oh, my show is on in, like, an hour. Like, I could get on the bus, go to the club room, and do my thing like I always do. But then I was like, I don't want to do that. My left side was like, I don't want to do that. I want to keep laying down. I'm upset because I just only want good friends in my life and I haven't had any for months and months and months and months. So I'm angry and I don't want to do anything. And also I don't want to get up. I feel tired. And then my right side is like, I'm upset that you don't want to go to the radio show. I'm upset that you're not getting up right now and upset that you're angry in general because everything's going to be fine. You're just angry right now. So like both of those emotions are happening at the exact same time. Both of those conversations are going on in my head at the exact same time. And it literally feels like one side of my face is like really tense in one specific way of like, and then the other side of my face is just like frustrated in terms of like, what's a good word? Frustrated in terms of like, how do I describe it? It's like, I guess I'm just being, okay, well, I guess I'm just being difficult in terms of just like, what's that word though? It's, I don't know. I don't care. So then both those things happen at that exact same time. And then, so I just, but then like feels like both sides of myself are then frustrated at each other because we can't come to like a decision. And it's not like I can really like talk out loud to another physical person about this. At least I haven't been because I don't know where that person is. So it just like, I just keep getting more and more frustrated in my body. And then I like got up and I was like, okay, I feel like I gotta like do something about this because I'm just like angry. And it's like, if I'm feeling any sort of like angry emotion, if I'm feeling any sort of negative emotion, at some point I'm always like, okay, what can I do to make this a little bit better? What can I do to like hear myself more and do what I want more? So then I was like, ugh, I guess I'll listen to one side of myself and go to the freaking radio show and talk for a little bit. Even if it's half an hour, like, I'll just do it. So how do I feel now? Still angry. Yeah, I am still angry. I described last time that I felt like one side of me was I, and then the other side of me was you. So I is angry. You is a bit less angry because I think it's just like nice to speak when you're upset, like to stay silent when you're upset definitely gets you/me more angry. But then also I feel like when I'm angry and I don't speak, I'm doing that because I'm so angry that I feel no one else even deserves to hear my beautiful voice anymore. No one else deserves to hear my thoughts anymore. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay quiet then. I'm just going to sit there and do absolutely fucking nothing then. Because you just don't deserve to see the good things. Which is a really vengeful way of acting. Like, extremely. And it doesn't even, like, really make I feel better. It just kind of like, I guess I'm just holding a grudge is what that is, kind of. Yeah, I don't know. But I do know, but I don't, but I do, but what? But yeah, but no, but huh? That's what it sounds like in my head a lot. I'm like, what? No, yes. Wait, no, this. I'm like, oh, no, but this. Sometimes it feels like there's three conversations going on in my head. You know how confusing that is? Three conversations going on in your own head. And there's, like, no one else to, like, physically speak it out with. And, like, I'm like, what? And it's, like, which opinion do I have? I'm like, I don't know. I have all of them because they're all existing in my brain. Ugh. It's so annoying. But do you know what I think could actually fix this? I was thinking about this recently. If people were able to fully experience their emotions to the fullest extent all of the time. I think if people started doing that, there would be a period of chaos for sure. Absolutely. Because a period of what's the word? Why are all words leaving my mind right now? Probably because I was sleeping all day. But it's like a progress, you know? Like you're moving from one state of being, state of like existing in the world, which for me right now, it seems like everyone kind of just like stays quiet, which I guess is literally what I was just describing that I do. So maybe that's why other people do it. Anyways, we're at that stage where people are kind of just not experiencing, feeling their emotions like in public or with people all the time. We're moving from that to the opposite, where we're fully experiencing it all the time, like completely. So in between, in that in-between period, there would absolutely be chaos because it would be a brand new thing. And we would just be getting used to it and stuff like that. But I think in the end, it would keep people more calm. It would keep people more balanced. Because imagine if today, for example, I started getting frustrated. And when I got frustrated, I was like, what's a way I can like let out this frustration? Maybe I could scream on the top of my lungs as hard as I can for a couple minutes, or maybe 30 seconds at a time, or 20 seconds, 20-second intervals for like 5 minutes. Like maybe that's what I could do. If I did that, maybe I would have felt a lot more calm, but there would have been some chaos. And from what I understand, that's not really socially acceptable. But in that instance where I didn't do that because it doesn't feel like it's socially acceptable, the frustration and the anger just exists in my body for longer and doesn't really escape, you know? It doesn't really get dealt with or felt through. And when I'm saying felt through and like dealt with, I'm talking about experiencing emotion. And when I'm talking about experiencing emotion, I mean like dramatics, I guess. But not really dramatics that's like gonna affect a bunch of people. I think it should be your own individual dramatic show going on. So you get really angry and then you start screaming. And then like in 5 minutes, you're like kind of fine. I think right now we're at a stage where you're angry, you don't scream, and you just continue being angry. And then you're on the bus, and you continue being angry. And then you go on your phone, and you're scrolling on Instagram, and you continue being angry. And now you're just kind of like phased out and like a little bit numb, because it's like Instagram's a weird place sometimes, and scrolling on your phone is weird. And I think just being on your phone is a weird thing in general, because it's just so like disconnected from land and the environment and like nature, which I think is just like a weird way of being. So then you're just like more angry, and then people get violent, people get vengeful, people, you know, go home and are more depressed. This is what I think is happening, and I think would happen. I think this is what maybe is happening to me as well. That's why I, like, move around all the time. Like, well, I used to not do that, but because I felt, like, I used to sit with my hands underneath my legs because my hands would move around a lot, and I was like, no, I shouldn't move my hands. Like, people are going to think I'm weird. People are going to, like, look at me. I don't want that, so I'm just I'm just going to cover it all up. But now, if I'm feeling any type of, like, frustration, just jump, dude. Like, literally just jump. Just jump. Just, like, move your feet. Like, stomp your feet. That's, like, that's where I'm at right now. In terms, like, of that diagram I was kind of painting for you guys earlier, that progress where we're at a stage of, like, not experiencing our emotions fully in public to experiencing our emotions fully in public. Or, like, around other people. I'm saying public. It could be in public, but it could also just be around, like, your friends, for example. In between that, I also have just, like, stomping my feet. And that can just be by myself. Like, let's say I'm angry, and then I'm in my room, and I'll listen to a song, and I'll just, like, dance for a while. And then it feels a lot better. So you could do that in that in-between period. But I also don't know who else is experiences the same thing, where they feel like they can't experience their emotions fully in front of other people. There's definitely got to be a lot. Like, I'm definitely not the only one. But I feel like a lot of my life, from what I've experienced in my life, that has happened a lot, where I just haven't experienced my emotion, or I've been angry and just, like, not shown it. But also sometimes I get really angry and I absolutely show it. So, like, it's like, I don't know. But, like, imagine if every time you're angry, you just screamed. You're in the middle of class, doesn't matter. You just scream. Everyone around you thinks it's normal because they want to scream too, and then they do scream. And then it's like, oh, okay, we're... good thing we let that out, guys. Whew. How do you feel after that? Because how do you feel... Like, I have not... Actually, I did scream recently in an Evo really loud, and it felt... I mean, I was still frustrated afterwards because, I mean, what I want in the end is just, like, friends and my boyfriend back. So, and when I don't have that, I just continue to be restless and annoyed. But screaming did also make me feel better, because at least it's like, I don't know, when I think about like a scream, I think of energy coming out, and that energy like having a color. So it's like you're actually expelling something from your body. If you I was thinking about this with, like, your EFs, your ex-friends. You're frustrated with them. You're not friends with them anymore. Maybe some shit went down. Maybe you just, like, think about them sometimes and you're like, yo, this is – just thinking about them makes me angry. Thinking about them makes me frustrated, blah, 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 blah. In that sense – I also read an essay about this in a class. But in that sense, it feels like you're almost – I'm not saying you are, but you're almost, like, haunted by that frustrating emotion and by that person. Not specifically that person. I'm not saying this person is haunting you or that there's a person haunting me, but it kind of feels like that, and it's, like, that type of metaphor that I'm adding to it to describe what it feels like. So, like, that frustration maybe, let's say it's the color, I was going to say green, but not green. Say it's the color purple. That frustration's like, that purple is like existing in your brain. Like, it's like, imagine like a purple fog just like hanging around everywhere. It's like in your fingers, kind of. It's like near, it's like in your veins. It's like maybe near your heart space. Maybe it's like in your stomach a little bit. And when you scream, like, it comes out. So it's going from your belly up and towards your neck, out of your mouth, and it's like boom. So yeah, I think we should do that. And I feel like that's what happens when you do that. I would love a world where that was acceptable. Or like, let's say like someone like slightly pisses you off. Like just slightly. Like it doesn't have to be a big deal. Like, I don't know. What if in the meantime, if you were having a bad day, like you just actually screamed at them and said every obscenity possible at them. But it wasn't taken like harshly. It was just taken as like, yo, I just experienced that emotion so hard. And there it was. But that really depends on the friendship, because like maybe if you're yelling at someone that hard, like you hate them, or maybe you still love them. You're just like really angry at like other things in your life, and you're like letting it out on them, but you just needed to let it out on them for a little bit to like experience it, and then you could be over with it. Let's normalize that too. I didn't used to do that at all. Another thing is fakeness. Like fake, pretending. There's been a lot of pretending from a lot of you UBC folk, a lot of you Vancouver folk in the past 20 years of my experience of life. But also especially in the last couple of months, specifically from this one guy, he kind of looks like me. I don't know if you've seen him around. He's kind of a, I was going to say he's kind of a big deal, but I just didn't want to give him that shout out, but I guess I just did anyways. Whatever, he deserves it. But it's just like, I'm angry. Did I tell you I'm angry today? What was I going with that though? Pretending. For example, for the show, I was feeling angry today. I was feeling upset, like I've said maybe a couple times. Do you still do your job? Do you still like go to like quote unquote work? Do you still hang out with your friends? Do you still get up and like do stuff? Do I come to the radio show and tell you how angry I am? Or do I come to the radio show and pretend like everything's fine? Because part of me feels like coming onto the radio and just like being super negative is like kind of mess, because I would like to keep a nice vibe. But this is also exactly how I'm feeling. And I can do whatever I want. So maybe it's not messed. But pretending, I feel like everyone pretends. I feel like Well, people can do whatever they want on the radio show. Like, I think it's like, if you have a radio voice, if you come in with an essay and, like, you're reading the essay for your show, like, that's cool. Do your thing. But I just think that's, like, kind of fake. Because the way that I think about just, like, life all the time is I'm just going to say what's on my mind. Well, okay. I don't know. That's difficult because I do that, but then I also don't do that. So, whatever. But I'm just going to say, most of the time, I just kind of act genuinely. It's really just, like, what I'm feeling is what I'm going to let out. If you ask me a question, I'll probably be... If you ask me a question, I'll probably be completely honest, honestly. Sometimes it's hard for me to just, like, speak up and be honest, but if you just ask me directly, I'll be like, oh, yep, it's like this, and it's like this, and it's like this. So less fakeness. Like, does everyone do that? Like, I don't know. I haven't hung out with people in fucking, like, 9 months, essentially. Well, like, I have hung out with people, but it's just been so unsatisfying. yeah, I just feel unsatisfied. Completely unsatisfied. And what do you do about that? I guess you slam things, maybe? I guess I was saying, like, stomp your feet, I guess. But that's, like, not even enough. What I want is my two bodyguards. Is what I want. What I want is, well, I've already told you what the frick I want. And I'm sure all the important people in my life know exactly what I want. For some reason, I'm just not getting it. And it's really making me angry. Consistently, all the time. I'm also so hungry. And it's like all the food I eat just hasn't been satisfying. I'll be so thirsty, I'll drink water, not satisfied. Like what? Like, maybe like... And I had an aloe vera drink recently that satisfied me some more. I had bubbly. Bubbly is also good. That sometimes satisfies me, but like not completely. And I just like don't think I can experience the emotion from like the emotion of feeling satisfied from any sort of food situation. A drink or amount of sleep or whatever until I get what I want, which is my friends. Like, hi, friends. Are you here? Hello? It's Zoe. It's Yamoria. I'm here. I'm ready to hang out. I'm ready to be open. I'm ready to be honest. I'm ready to have a good time. Let's have a good time. I'm ready to have fun. I'm ready to do whatever you guys want to do and also what I want to do. I'm ready to... live. I'm ready to be honest. I'm ready to listen to you guys and have you guys listen to me. Like, hello, hello, hello. I guess this, I could literally just start using this show as like a hey friends, where are you show. Hey friends, I'm right here. Hello. Oh my god. Okay, well, I just had the idea, like, what if I like I have like a 2-hour show, right? So just like, okay, if you think you're my friend, come into the CITR room and I'll decide if you're my friend or not. And we can do it live on air. I don't know if that's like absolutely terrible or like a really good idea. But guys, next Saturday, I'm going to do fill-in show maybe this week. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, today, the next day. I'm hoping not what I'm expecting. I don't know. What was I saying? Oh, but next Saturday, if I do have my show, it's Canada Day. And if I could have everything I want, I would want CITR to be taken over for 24 hours on Canada Day by only Indigenous people. Only, like every single time you come onto the radio, you hear land acknowledgement. Where are these people that you're acknowledging? Put them on air on frickin' Mick Colonizer Day, okay? And have them do some drumming, have them sing, have them tell stories. That's what that day should be used for. And if I could have everything I want, that day would look like that. I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe I could talk to some people about it. But what I can control is my own show. And if I have my own show that day, I would love to have some Indigenous artists on singing. If you have a drum, like, get that on here, telling stories. So I guess this is also like a, I mean, I keep saying if I have my show that week, because like I said, I don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, the next day, but you could totally come to the CITR room and say, hey, I'm Native. I want to be on air. You guys silence me all the time. You're on my fucking land. Put me on air, especially on Canada Day. I think you should do that if you're Native and have some things to say. Because if you're Native, you probably do have some things to say. So, and Canada Day is a great day to do it because I just feel so angry on that day. I just feel so vengeful on that day. I just feel like taking back my country on that day, you know? Yeah. God. Like, do I scream? I don't even, like, really feel like screaming, though. I kind of just feel like hitting things. I want to join a boxing. I just want to box. I want to box people, actually. I don't even want to box, like a punching bag is not enough. It's not satisfying. Maybe it would be satisfying if someone I didn't like was holding the punching bag, so then I could like accidentally, you know, just go a little high, go a little low, go a little bit to the left. But no, I'd rather just fight people, but with boxing gloves on, so it seems like it's like a sport, but really it's just like I just want to fight. I guess I just want a, I don't know, I want so many things. I just want to, I guess I want, I'm like, I want to beat people up, but it's not like I want to do it in the form of art, you know? So you can't, if I just say it's art, it's like, can you really like get me in trouble for it? Like, no, you can't. It's art. Like, I don't want to hurt people. I just want to like hit things. I think that's a normal emotion. Okay, guys, last time on my radio show, I love saying on my radio show, but last time I like cut some, like I didn't know the times of my own show. So I, I was a bit misled. I forgot. And then, yeah. And so I went an hour over. What if I did it again? But also like, what the fuck would I talk about? But let's just see like who's on at 8 right now.
Techno Progressivo, you are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I have an excellent guest mix on tap from Lebelski and Wyatt Marshall this evening, and we will get to that shortly, but first, let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week. Let's start off with some local talent as Vancouver's Shane Patrick Riley and Kelowna's Stun drop Welcome Home on